For years, Wisconsin's Menominee Indian School District has posted some of the worst test scores and graduation rates in the state. While the district still struggles, it has been on an upswing, particularly when it comes to graduation rates. One likely reason? More teachers now share the students' culture and history. Sarah Carr of the Teacher Project reports.
Sue Denny worked her way up the ranks at the Menominee Casino, from waitress to overseeing the blackjack department. But the HR director could tell Denny wasn't happy.
She says, Sue, I know you're not moving like you should be.
The supervisor suggested Denny apply for a federal grant aimed at training more Native American teachers. The young mother of three took a leap of faith and went back to school. Today, Denny teaches reading and language arts at Menominee Middle School.
Please use your break wisely. Go to the restroom, get your drink.
Like Denny, nearly all the students here are Native Menominee. She feels the connections.
My husband has a very large family. I have a very large family. And one day I was in the lunchroom, and I walked around, and I kind of looked, and I'm like, related to him, related to her, related to him.
When I first came here, we had well-trained teachers who knew their content, but they couldn't develop relationships with kids.
That's Superintendent Wendell Waka, the first Menominee to lead the school system. One of his priorities has been recruiting Native teachers.
You do want to grow your own, any chance you get.
To grow its own, the district works with the College of Menominee Nation to train more teachers. It directs candidates to federal grant programs like the one that paid for Denny's schooling. And staff make sure to encourage students from a young age to think about education as a career. The efforts have made a difference. Since Waka became superintendent a decade ago, the percentage of Native teachers has climbed from about 20% to 35%. Perhaps more noteworthy, the graduation rate has soared since 2008, from less than 60% to more than 95%.
Our kids don't care how much you know until they know you care about them.
There's no concrete proof that Native students perform better with Native teachers, but in a place like Menominee, roots run deep. Ben Greeno returned 8 years ago.
It was actually dreams that I was having right after grad school. I got offered a job in New York City, but I had been dreaming about being home.
Greeno now teaches Native culture and crafts at the high school. This morning, he's helping two students make moccasins.
The all leather is really thick in the center, and then it gets thin out here. So what you want to do is you want to put your heel along the spine of the leather.
One student mentions visiting a relative in prison.
How's he doing? Is he getting out pretty soon?
It's the kind of exchange likely to happen with teachers who thoroughly understand life here. They also serve as living proof of the power of education. Superintendent Waka says he values non-Native teachers as well, who bring an important outsider's perspective. Over the next couple of months, he anticipates hiring a mix of 10, with one crucial understanding.
In the very beginning, we will say to the teachers, our kids are not broke. They don't need to be saved. Build relationships. Learn about the culture.
That can be done by anyone with empathy and an open mind. But it's perhaps a little bit easier for those who've walked the walk. For Milwaukee Public Radio and the Teacher Project, I'm Sarah Carr.